Let us pray. Creator God, open our minds and our hearts to the sowing of the seed. Let that seed always take root within us and grow slowly and surely, so that we might be citizens of the kingdom of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. More than 40 years ago, a young, distraught woman walked across the campus of Purdue University in the early morning hours on a cold winter night. I don't know why she was distraught, but she had made a huge decision. She was walking to the bluffs overlooking, what is it, the Wabash River, and she had decided that she would throw herself over the bluff and end her life, because her life had just become unbearable for her. That was a huge, huge decision. As she walked across the campus, her path took her past the Purdue University chapel. As she walked past it, she hesitated. For just a moment, she hesitated. And she made a deal with herself, and perhaps with her God, in her mind. She said to herself, I'm going to go and tug on the door to the chapel. And if it's open, I'll go in and pray a little bit before I walk on. So she approached the door, put her hand on the bar that you pull to open the door, and she gave it a tug. In the gospel today, Jesus is trying to teach his disciples in parables about the nature of the kingdom of God. And see, the kingdom of God, if we just listen to that term, might conjure up for us images of worldly kingdoms, crowns and coaches and armies and conquest, big stuff, great power. But the parable is a literary form that is used to create dissonance. The word parable, it's from two Greek words that mean to throw something beside you. And the parable is thrown beside us like a Buddhist koan to create the dissonance that will make us chew on the story, because there's something in the story that sort of doesn't make sense. And so here Jesus gives us these two little parables about seeds. I don't know if you're much of a gardener. I'm not. But I know this much about gardening. Seeds are small. Even big ones are pretty small. And so the first parable he gives us, and remember, he says the kingdom of God is like this. So in our minds, we have to be asking ourselves, well, how? How is the kingdom of God like this? It's like a man who goes out and plants seeds, Jesus said. That's a pretty common, pretty ordinary, pretty undramatic thing to do. He just plants seeds. And then he doesn't do much else. He doesn't fiddle with the seeds. We don't even know if he waters them, although it might be a good idea. But the parable says he goes to bed, so he's not worrying. He gets up day after day, and in time, and he doesn't know how this works. In time, a little shoot pushes up through the ground. And then it becomes bigger and bigger and becomes fruitful until it becomes an abundant harvest. And what has that man done? Almost nothing but plant. He has done a little thing. And the mystery of this is the mystery of life and growth. And so Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is like that. The faith that we must have to be in the kingdom of God is like that. Somehow it gets planted in us. And the planting is a simple, ordinary little thing. It's not dramatic, it's not big, it's not impressive. It's just like a guy planting flowers. But somehow, without us knowing it, mysteriously, and the Greek word is there, automaton, automate rather. It means it automatically grows. There's nothing you have to do. It just happens. Because the work of the kingdom of God is God's, not ours. And the kingdom is our kingdom, not our kingdom, rather. It's God's kingdom. And we don't have to be worrying about it growing, because it will do that automatically, mysteriously. It will do that because God's Spirit makes things grow. All we have to do is our part. And our part is a little thing, but it is not unimportant. Jesus goes on, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Excuse me. Jesus says it's the smallest of all seeds. That's not exactly accurate, but it's pretty darn small. And we expect, and he says it grows into a great shrub. Really? Shrub? See, the hearers of this parable would be familiar with readings like our first reading, where the kingdom of God is like a mighty cedar of Lebanon. Big, majestic, huge. Jesus gives us a different horticulture of God's kingdom. He says the kingdom of God is like a simple little small seed, and it grows into something that the world would not think terribly impressive. But it doesn't matter what the world thinks, because this is God's kingdom, and it's different from what we expect. It breaks our expectations. God's kingdom, somebody calls it the upside down kingdom, because all our expectations are upended. Because God does things differently than we do. And so what does the mustard seed grow into? It grows into a shrub. Mustard trees don't grow much taller than 12 feet. But in the branches of the mustard seed, the birds can come and nest. It becomes a place of welcome, of home, of hospitality. And what's the point of, what's our take home from this? What does this, or these parables, challenge us to do? Well, don't they challenge us to relax? Because we don't have to worry about the end of the story. God wins. The seed grows automatically. Nothing can stop it. Wars can't stop it. Tyrants can't stop it. Famine can't stop it. Plagues can't stop it. Nothing can stop it. Because it is automatic. God wins. That doesn't mean we do nothing. We have to abundantly give the seed, throw the seed around. How do we do that? By sharing our faith. Not necessarily with our words, although that's not unimportant. We do it by how we act, how we live, who we are. There were a couple of huge plagues in the early days of the first Christian centuries of the Roman Empire. And in those times of plague, Christianity grew exponentially. And it grew because people saw their Christian neighbors taking care of others. Taking care of others. Isn't that how we spread the seed? By care. The word care, in case you never thought of it, is rooted in the Greek word kara. It means to cry out with. We care when we create a bond with those who are broken. We care when we reach out with love to those who are crying, to those who are in need, to those who suffer. We care when we embrace the people who have been treated harshly and pushed around by life. When we listen attentively to those who are so unimportant in the eyes of the world that nobody else listens to them. When we speak tenderly to folks who are used to hearing harsh words. That is spreading the seed. Because we are called to care, not because we're nice guys and girls. We're called to care because we are followers of Christ Jesus our Lord. And his way is the way of self-gift. We have to put ourselves aside and cry with those who cry. We have to care. And when we do, things happen automatically. And I'm not talking about great grand gestures. That's not like the kingdom of God, is it? We learn that from these parables. It's little things. It's a kind word. It's a thoughtful act. It's stuff that you don't even give a second thought to. Like the guys who ran the campus ministry chapel at Purdue. They didn't think they were making a big decision when they decided to not lock the doors. They thought they were just creating a space where people could come and sit. But they never realized what that space could mean. Not until they got a letter from a woman who had intended to end her life and changed her mind because of the moments of peace and prayer she found in that open church. The letter started, "Thank you for leaving the doors open." These gospel readings challenge us to leave our doors open by being caring, loving, gentle, and tender people in season and out, especially in the little things, because we never know how important they might be. But mysteriously, the Spirit of God works. And sooner or later, automatically, something grows. And what grows is life itself. Life eternal. Life in Christ. Amen.